But praise the Lord.
今天是我们这一次最后一个晚上的布道会。
Tonight is the last night of a series of three nights meeting.
本来是四天的，变成三天。
Actually, we had four, but now we turn to three.
因为你们的元首离开世界。
Because of the demise of the Adam.
所以同工打电话给我。
So your co-workers call me.
他不是啊，明天没有聚会。
Reverend Tong, tomorrow we don't have meeting.
因为政府决定不可以有公众的聚会。
Because the government has decided there's no more public meeting on that day.
我说你们自己决定好了。
I say you decide on yourself.
因为政府规定不能聚会，我们就没有聚会了。
Because the government has decided there's no meeting, that's why we cancel the meeting.
所以我们礼拜四哪天没有聚会。
So we don't have a meeting on Thursday.
后来有的人不知道就跑到这里来了。
Some didn't know and came here.
跑来了再跑回去了。
And then they went back.
所以他们就空跑了一趟。
So they came.Emptily.
那我现在问你们问题。
I'm going to ask you a question.
哪一个人三天都来的，请举手。
Anyone that come for all the three nights, please raise your
hand. 哦，有一些人三天都来。
Some that come for three nights.
手放下来。
Put down.
有哪一个人来了两天的，请举手。
Some for two days.
也不错，手放下来。有哪一个人今天第一次来的，请举手。
That is the first night that you came.
啊，我们很欢迎你来。
We welcome you.
但是
，But then.
我要问你，昨天你在哪里
？Where were you last night？
前天你跑到哪里
？Where were you the night before？
在印尼一个城市叫做安曼城市。
In Indonesia, there's a city called Ambon.
后来有一些回教就到那里去杀基督徒。
So some of the Muslims went there and killed some Christians.
我亲自看见一个这个 VCD。
I myself witnessed with a VCD.
大概一个十六岁的女孩子头被砍断了。
A 16 year old young girl was beheaded.
右手被砍断的。
And also the right arm was
左手被砍断的。
The left arm was severed.
肚子被砍断的。
And even the stomach was severed.
尸体丢在一个地方。
And the corpse was thrown to one side.
是这样，正正的立在那里。
But then was standing there.
然后呢，这些虫就在他身上走来走去。
And the worm was climbing there.
最近发现这些杀基督徒的。就是呢 ，Osama bin Laden 在阿富汗训练的人。
So later on, they discover these people that killed the Christians are trained by bin Laden in Afghanistan.
所以在印尼有两个团体。
So in Indonesia, there's two groups.
他们受恐怖分子所影响。
They were influenced by the terrorists.
他们到处烧礼拜堂。
So they want to burn these churches.
到处杀基督徒。
And kill Christians.
还有一个地方把基督徒的礼拜堂烧掉的时候。
Even when a place when the church was burned,
牧师不能出来。
The pastor cannot run away.
他们故意把他锁在礼拜堂。
Because they locked him inside.
那么放火把整个礼拜堂烧
，and burn the whole building。
烧完了以后呢
？After that，
第二天
，the next day，
整个礼拜堂变成像黑炭一样的灰烬
，and the building turned into charcoal。
但是人进到已经烧掉的礼拜堂里面的时候
，when people enter into the church where it burned，
他发现那个牧师死的时候是跪在那里祷告
，the father that passed when he was burned to death， he was kneeling and praying。
很多人听了很受感。
All the people were so touched.
还有在安汶岛有一个少年人，大概十六岁。
Even in Ambon, also there's a young man about 16 years old.
你现在否认耶稣吧
？Now you deny Jesus.
这个青年人说不要，我要继续信耶稣。
And this young man said, No, I will believe in Jesus.
你还敢信耶稣
？You dare to believe?
他说我到死都信耶稣。
Until death, I will believe.
他们用大刀把他右手把他砍下。
So they use a knife to sever the right arm.
血就像泉水一样流出来。
And also the oozing out of the blood.
你还敢信耶稣？
You want to believe Jesus?
他差不多分掌上，我还信耶稣。
About the faint, he said, I believe.
他们再把他的左手把他砍下。
And they severed the left arm.
现在反对耶稣吧。
Now you want to deny Jesus?
他已经没有力了，就分掌了。
He has no strength, he fainted.
他们就把他头砍下。
So they beheaded him.
那世界历史告诉我们
，The history tells us,
有一些人为主义而死。
There are some who die for ideology.
有一些人为党而死。
Some die for their party.
为什么要为一个主义死呢
？Why dying for ideology？
为什么要为一个党死呢
？Why dying for a party？
因为他们相信他们所拥有的真理是真的。
Because they believe that the truth that they have is a true one。
没有人为讲谎话敢死。
No one will die for lies。
人只有为真正的信仰敢死。
Men only will die for true faith。
那么你说敢死就证明他的信仰是真的吗
？When you're brave to die, does it prove that your faith is true？
这是第二点。不同的事情。
The second different thing，
你以为是真的事情。
You thought it is true，
不一定是真的事情。
It may not be true，
啊，真的事情可能是你没有觉悟是真的事情。
This thing may not be something you understand as true，
所以信仰是超理性的。
So faith transcends our reasoning，
信仰是不能用逻辑去定夺的。
Faith cannot be determined by logic，
但是信仰真正的价值是什么
？But what is the value of true faith？
是对真正可信的权威发出去。
that is being projected the true authority of believable things.
如果所信的对象是可信，
if the object is believable,
你的信一真就也有价值。
Then your disbelief has a value.
如果所信的对象是不可信，
if the object of belief is not believable,
你已经把整个生命、整个信仰投入在不可信的事情上。
Then you will commit your whole life to something which is not believable.
你就荒废你一生的价值。
Then you are squandering and wasting your life.
这是很可惜的事情。
This something pitiful.
这是很可怜的事情。
Something very pitiful.
所以我们求主打开我们的眼睛。
So we pray that God will open our eyes.
给我们看见什么是真的。
Then we can see what is true.
什么是假的。
What is false.
什么是重要的。
What is important.
什么是次要的。
What is less important.
什么是绝对的。
What is absolute.
什么是相对的。
What is relative.
什么是永恒的。
What is eternal.
什么是暂时的。
What is temporal.
什么是有基础的。
What is with foundation.
什么是沙土没有基础。
What is not sand without foundation.
你能分辨的时候。
If you can discern.
这个叫做智慧。
That's called wisdom.
今天晚上我要跟你讲最后一场的信息。
Tonight is the last talk that we have.
我们第一天思想的真价值一定要肯定。
The first night we talk that we must affirm the true value.
它源头物是从哪里来
？Where comes the source?
它的性质是怎么样
？What is the nature?
它的内容是怎么样
？What's the content?
人之所以是人
，The man is man.
人之所以有价值
，The man has value.
因为人是按照上帝的形象样式。
Because man is created after the image of God.
就像这个柏拉图所讲的话
，Like Plato said,
人最高的责任就是要学习像神。
The highest responsibility of man is learn to be like God.
所以人有一个伟大的目标。
So man has a great and mighty aim.
我们是不是向善而行
？Do we do for good?
我们是不是向喜乐而追求
？Do we seek for joy?
这是希腊哲学的两种人生的伦理看法。
These are two kinds of life ethics in Greek philosophy.
第一种叫做斯多瓦派。
The one is Stoic.
人生生活的目的就是追求良善。
The purpose of man is to seek after goodness.
第二种叫做以毕古罗派。
The second one, Epicurean.
人生真正的目的就是追求幸福。
The true purpose of life is to seek for happiness.
那我要问，我们向善是对的。
Then to do for good is good.
我们想幸福也是对的。
And to do for this happiness is good too.
但是什么叫做幸福？
But what is happiness?
什么叫做良善的？
What do you mean good?
在佛教徒观念中间的良善。
In the Buddhist concept, there's a goodness.
跟基督教徒观念中的良善是不一样的。
But it's different from Christian concept of goodness.
基督教中间观念的良善。
In the Christian concept of goodness.
跟回教观念的良善又不一样。
Also it's different from the Islamic concept.
回教什叶派观念的良善。
And the Shia is the belief of goodness.
从回教苏尼派的观念的良善又不一样。
As compared to Sunni's belief of goodness, it's different.
所以每一个人都要向善。
So everybody wants to do good.
宗教都教到人行善。
Religious teach us to be good.
这时候也讨论到善的问题。
And also philosophy discuss about good.
善到底是什么？
But what then is goodness?
在中国认为好的事情
What is deemed as good in China?
在印度认为不好
In India may not deem as good.
在美国认为对的事情
What is deemed as right in America?
在阿富汗认为不对
In Afghanistan is wrong.
在回教认为好的事情
What is Islam deemed as good?
在基督教不一定是好的
In Christianity it may not be.
所以善就失去了标准。
So goodness has lost its measure.
你说我追求良善
，I seek for goodness.
我没有得罪良心
，I do not go against my conscience.
我有人生良善价值的终极目的
，I also have the ultimate purpose of life in goodness.
我没有反对你
，I do not oppose you.
这是一件美好的事情
，Because this is a good thing.
但是呢，我要告诉你，良善的标准。不是你自己定，也不是我。
But I tell you that it is not up to you or me to decide the standard of goodness.
良善的标准在哪里
？Where is the standard of goodness?
这是相对的吗
？This relative?
如果是相对的
，If it is relative,
我因为认为杀死你就是良善。
If I deem that killing you is good,
那么恐怖分子就不应当定罪了。
Then terrorists should not be condemned.
所以善的本身要追究到底。
So the goodness itself must be searched to the end.
你说我人生是追求幸福
，It is the happiness that we seek after.
这也是对。
That is good.
做人应当幸福。
Man must be happy.
怎样才叫做幸福
？But what do you mean by to be happy?
有的人认为多娶几个老婆是最幸福。
Some the thing that polygamous is goodness.
有的人认为终身不结婚才是清净无为是幸福。
Some would think that to abstain from getting married is good.
所以有的人出家。
Some will go to be a monk.
有的人入世。
Some come into the world.
有的人荒宴醉酒。
Some will have feasts and lust.
寻找酒肉的快乐。
To seek for a joy in all these things.
有的人寻找清心寡欲的快乐。
Some will seek for simplicity and simplicity.
幸福是什么
？So what is happiness?
照样是没有标准。
Also, there's no good standard.
如果我们追求良善
，If we seek for goodness,
这个目标是对的
，This purpose is good.
但是标准从来不清楚。
But we are not clear with the standard.
我们很可能跑了很多的冤枉路，而不知道自己走错。
Maybe I got afraid, not knowing that we have done it wrongly.
不但如此
，Not only so.
如果我说
，If I say,
我从今天开始
，Henceforth today,
我什么罪都不犯
，I do not sin anything.
什么错事都不做
，I don't do any wrong things.
从今天开始
，From today on,
完完全全
，I will truly
遵守道德的规条。
To obey ethical rules,
百分之百
100%
以纯正动机行善
with a simple and clear motive to do good,
绝对不违背良心
I would not go against my conscience.
那你说这个人好得不得了
That's a good man.
如果你真正能行善
If you can do good things,
或者行到你十一点都没有违背
And I think when you die, you don't go against your conscience.
你一定说这个人伟大得不得了
He's a mighty man.
但是这是什么开始
But when do we start?
从今天开始
From today.
一直到我死的日子
Until the day when I die,
我心善
I'll do good.
我很伟大
I'm great.
那是从什么时候开始
When will you start?
是从今天开始
Today.
那请问昨天的罪怎么办
What are the sin yesterday?
前天的罪怎么办
The sin before yesterday.
你从小到现在所有的罪又怎么办
Since when you're young, until today, what are your sins?
宗教还是没有解决人的问题。
So religion still cannot solve your problem as a humankind.
我们说曾经犯的罪
，what we have seen before，
我们曾经做过的错
，what the wrong we have committed，
是一件历史事实，是我们不能否认。
It is a historical fact that we cannot deny.
你说我将功补过可以吗
？You say can I use merit to substitute my wrongs？
你行善是功劳吗
？When you do good，
你行善不是功劳。
But do good is not a merit.
你的行善。不过你的责任而已
Doing good is not about your duty
如果一个人不行善而行恶
If a man doesn't do good but do evil
他就连动物都不如了
He's worse than animals
所以我们应当行善
So we must do good
行善是责任不是功劳
Doing good is a duty not a merit
绝对没有办法将功补过
Actually you cannot make up with this evil with a merit
我有修身养性可以得救吗
I can cultivate myself, can I be saved?
你修身养性是储蓄你生命人格的发展
When you cultivate yourself, you only but doing it will purify yourself
储蓄你内心中的邪情私欲
Only but you purify so they will not lust
你修身养性是建立你自己
When you cultivate yourself, you only but to cultivate your own personality
但是你曾经破坏别人怎么解决
But what you have corrupted in others
所以宗教伦理没有办法真正拯救人
So religion as they cannot truly save you
因为这些都是建立自己的行为上
Because all these things are established upon your own conduct
自己有限的行为
And with a finite conduct
怎么去遮盖自己许多的罪恶
How can you cover all your sins
这不是可能的事
This is not something possible
所以圣经告诉我们
And that's what the Bible says
能遮盖其罪的人这个人是有福的
He who can cover the sin is blessed
这赦免其过的人这个人是有福的
Blessed is he who sins are forgiven
但是谁能赦免我的罪
But who can forgive my sins
谁能洗净我的心
Who can also pure my heart
这是有限的人没有办法解决有限的人问题
Man who is finite cannot solve the finite problem of man
我请 Amplify 把中音减少 25% 中音减少 Mid-range please 谢谢你那这样呢我不能用自己的功劳来解决自己犯罪的事情
So I cannot use my own merits to solve my own sin
所以基督教就不站在自救论的立场上
So Christianity does not stand on the ground of you save your own self
什么叫做自救论呢
When am I saving your own self
自己救自己
Then you want to save your own self
这不是基督教的思想
This is not a Christian thought
因为我们没有办法有足够的能力把自己从自己的罪中间拯救出来
Because we are not powerful enough to save our own self from our sin
当一个人吸毒的时候
When a man takes drugs
他以为他是自由的
He thought that he is free
所以他吸毒的时候
So when he takes drugs
他是很夸耀的
He boasts.
这是我的事情。
This is my thing.
这是我的钱财。
This is my money.
这是我的身体。
This is my body.
我要吸毒，干你何事
？If I want to take that, what is it to do with you?
我身体坏了，与你无干。
If my body is corrupt, it's nothing to do with you.
前两天我们在你们吉隆坡的城市街道走的时候。
2 days ago, when we were walking on the street in Kuala Lumpur,
看见有一个就用纸盒所盖的一个东西，里面有人在动。
We see something with you by the boxes, and then somebody's moving inside.
不是小房子。
Not a small house.
但是里面好像有东西在动。
And then something is moving inside.
所以有一个人就对我说。
So one person told me.
这个吸毒的人在里面自己给自己打针。
This drug is taking injection by himself.
我想得很难过。
I feel sad.
因为这种人可能几年前还是活泼的青年人。
Maybe a few years ago, this is still a strong young man.
现在就活在水深火热的中间。
But now he's living in trouble.
有永远没有再还。回自由的可能了。
There's no more possibility for him to gain back his own freedom.
那么他怎么救自己呢？
How would he save himself?
当他犯罪的时候，
When he sin,
他说是我的自由。
He saved my freedom.
当他离开罪的时候，
When he leaves sin,
就不是他的自由。
He has no freedom.
所以德国一个大哲学家 Immanuel Kant 讲一句很重要的话，
The great German philosopher Immanuel Kant said,
他的自由
Freedom
不是你要做什么就做什么。
Not that you can do what you want to do.
你要做什么就做什么。
That you can do what you want to do.
这个叫做自由吗？
Is that freedom?
不是。
No.
这个叫做野蛮。
That's not savage.
这个叫做放纵。
It's called lustful.
这个叫做乱来。
It's called do in your own way.
我要做什么？
What I want to do.
我就做什么？
I will do.
这像野人一样，对不对？
It's like a barbarian.
所以康德说，自由不是你要做什么。你就做什么。
So you mean I can't say that freedom is not you do what you want to do.
那么人就问康德说，那么根据你的说法，自由是什么呢？
Then people ask American, what then do you mean by freedom?
他说，自由是反过来的。
This is the reverse.
怎么样反过来的？
What mean reverse?
请你注意听好。
Pay attention.
康德说，
Kant say,
自由
freedom
是当你不想做什么的时候，
When you do not do one thing,
你就有能力不做你不想做的事情。
You have the ability not to do the thing you want to do.
我第一次读他这方面的哲学的时候，
The first time when I read this philosophy of his,
我醒过来了。
I realized.
哦，原来这个人思想这么深奥。
This man is so profound.
因为许多抽烟、喝酒、赌博、玩女人的人。
Because a lot of people who womanize, who smoke, who are druggies.
当他有一天真正发现他做错事的时候，
When one day they saw that they did wrong things.
他说我不要再抽了。
I don't want to do anymore.
我不要再赌了。
I don't want to gamble anymore.
我不要再吸毒了。
I don't want to take drugs anymore.
我不要再喝酒了。
I don't want to take a drink anymore.
他能不能成功呢？
Can he succeed?
不能成功。
No.
因为当他要犯罪的时候，他有自由。
Because when he wants to sin, he has a freedom.
他要离开罪恶的时候，他没有自由。
But when he wants to leave sin, he has no freedom.
所以这种犯罪的自由不是真正的自由。
So this freedom to sin is not a true freedom.
耶稣基督在圣经约翰福音8:34告诉我。
Jesus in John 8:34 he says,
我实在地告诉你们。
Truly, I tell you,
所有犯罪的人就是罪的奴仆。
He who sin is a slave of sin.
所以亲爱的人，
Young man,
你千万不要以为你犯罪的时候你就是享受自由的。
Do not think that when you sin, you are enjoying your own freedom.
你犯罪的时候也就是你出卖自由的时候。
Because when you sin, there's a time when you betray your freedom.
当你犯罪的时候就是你成为罪的奴仆的时候。
When you sin, there's a time you become the slave of sin.
所以当我发现这个真理的时候，
When I discover this truth,
我在比较耶稣基督的话跟这个康德的话有什么不同？
I compare the word of Jesus in American and see what's different.
康德的话带来一个最高的理想。
And the Kant's word bring a most high ideal.
什么叫做自由呢？
What is my freedom?
当你不要做什么事的时候，
When you do not do, want to do something,
你有能力不做你不要做的事。
You have that power not to do the thing that you do not want to do.
那为什么说康德的哲学是一个理想呢？
What do you mean that Kant's philosophy is an ideal?
因为这个理论完全正确。
Because this theory is absolutely right.
但是这个理论没有办法行出来。
But there's no way to practice.
为什么说没有办法行出来？
Why is that so?
你今天到吸毒中心去看的
时候， When you go to a rehab center today,
你发现他们每一个人都盼望可以从毒中间解出来。
You know that every one of them want to be liberated from sin.
他们的盼望永远归于落空。
But their hope go to empty.
因为他没有办法。
Because there's no way.
所以他只有理念。
There's only idea.
只有思想。
And you're thinking.
他们有这些中间观念的自由。
They have their freedom on a philosophical idea.
他们没有生命中间实际的自由。
But there's no practical way of doing it in their life.
19世纪的时候，
In 19th century,
在中国有许多人吸鸦片。
In China, there are people who took opium.
所以整个民族就快要完蛋了。
So the whole nation was corrupting.
英国人把鸦片一直送到中国来。
So the British sell this opium to the Chinese.
许多的宣教士反对他们的政府也没有办法。
So even the missionaries go against their government, there's no way.
因为他们的政府不敬畏上帝。
Because their government did not fear God.
他们的政府只以利益做出发点。
Their government used profit as a starting point.
所以鸦片会害中国人，他们不管。
So the opium there.Harm the Chinese, they did not care.
许多的宣教士痛苦在神面前求主赐福。
So a lot of missionary cry before the Lord, want God to bless.
但是这些政府人员不管这个事。
But this government officials don't care about this.
那么当时有一些很好的英国人到中国传道。
Some very good missionary come to China.
其中最出名的就是 Hudson Taylor.
The most famous is Hudson Taylor.
啊，这个人死的时候讲一句话。
Hudson Taylor, when before he died, he said,
如果我有1000英镑
，Have I 1000 pounds?
钱给中国。
China can have it all.
如果我有千条灵魂
，Have I 110,000 hearts?
完全为中国。
And Chinese can have it all.
中国人可以得到我一切。
Chinese can have all I have.
中国可以享受我所有的钱。
Enjoy all my money.
这个宣教士1864年
，In 1864, this missionary
他成立了中国内地会。
He started the CIM.
那个时候他很年轻。
He was very young then.
他不过是一个大学的学生。
He was only but a French graduate.
他在大学里面是念医科的。
He studied medicine.
但是他祷告的时候
，But when he prayed,
就感受到有一个民族是世界最多人口，但是都不认识耶稣。
And find that there's more.Populous nation in the world, but they don't know about Christ.
所以他就在那房间里面买了一个很大的中国地图。
So he bought a very big map of China.
那个是叫做满清国。
That's a Manchurian.
就是清朝时代的中国。
That's a Qing dynasty.
那个他一生一生用笔把它画起来。
So he used this pen to circle it.
每天为一个省祷告。
Every day he prayed for a province.
整个月都一直轮流为中国祷告。
So for the whole year he took rotation to pray for.
广东祷告，
广东
为福建祷告，
福建
为江苏祷告，
江苏
为山东祷告，
山东
为河北祷告，
河北
为河南祷告，
河南
为湖北祷告，
湖北
为湖南祷告，
湖南
为这个江西祷告，
江西
一省一省的祷告
，province by province pray for it，
到他真的感到时间到的时候
，when he found that the time is up，
他就吩咐教会，我们一同到中国去传道。
He also commanded the church, "Let us go to China to preach."
教会有许多人笑他年轻人不懂事。
People,
你知道中国多严吗
？A lot of people in the church laugh at him. Young men, do you know how far China is?
你知道中国人多骄傲吗
？You know Chinese are so proud.
他们怎么会信耶稣呢
？How would they believe in Jesus?
你在做梦。
You are dreaming.
你梦想的心灵。
You are dreaming.
那他不管。
He doesn't care.
他祷告。
I have to pray.
祷告。
Pray.
主啊
，Lord，
我要到中国去。
I want to go to China.
后来他到中国去，在内地里面做工。
Later he went to the inland China bridge.
许多有学问的人看不起他。
A lot of these inland people despise him.
许多士大夫看不起他。
A lot of these intellectuals denounce him.
他到内地对那些穷人、辛苦的、谦卑的人传福音。
Went to the inland China to preach to those who are poor or the lower class.
那我现在要给你讲一件真实的故事。
I want to tell you a true thing.
就有一个姓西的人。
A man who is selling by sea.
这个人是秀才。
He is a 秀才。
哦，这个人是一个非常有学问的。
He is a scholar.
所以有一天他在城门口看到一个告示。
So one day he saw a notice.
是满清政府所告发的告示。
He is a Manchurian. He issued this instruction.
征文比赛。
And then also we want to have an essay competition.
文章的题目。
And the topic is.
是鸦片是怎样不好。
How bad opium is?
要救中国就要戒鸦片。
If you want to save China, you must cut away from opium.
第一名。
The first prize.
可以赚到多少钱
？How much money you get?
第二名。
Second prize.
可以赚到多少钱
？How much you get?
第三名。
And third.
可以赚到多少钱
？How much you get?
第四名。
And fourth.
可以赚到多少钱
？How much you get?
那这个姓西的这个人到底是什么人呢
？And this man by the name of C.
他是很聪明的人。
He's very intelligent.
但他自己是鸦片鬼。
He is one who smokes opium.
所以他专抽鸦片。
So he smokes opium.
他抽鸦片抽完了没有钱的时候。
But after he has finished opium with his money.
他不知道怎么去拿钱再来买鸦片。
He doesn't doesn't know where to get money for opium.
突然间走到城门口。
Suddenly when he come to the city gate,
看见这个征文的告示。
When he see this notice,
啊，他说好了。
Okay, now come to
church. 我有机会赚钱了。
There's way for me to make money.
所以他就写四篇的文章。
So he wrote four articles.
用四个不同的名字。
And four different names.
他有名，他有编号。他有他的这个不同的文字
and different names,
所以把四个名字就把它递出去
so with the four names, he wrote four essays.
结果时间到的时候
so when time comes,
所有的文章得到的果效
and the result came,
把它把放出来的时候
when it came,
第一名
the first,
谁得到的
who,
他得到
he got it.
第二名
the second,
又是他得到
he got it.
第三名
the third,
也是他得到
he got it.
第四名
the fourth,
还是他得到
he got it.
所以他寄四篇文章四篇都上当
so he sent four essays and four essays were、got the prize
你们中间有这样有学问这样聪明的人吗
are there anyone who so learned as he is
所以那一天发棒的时候
so at the time the result was closed
奖状拿出来
and also was a,
第一名
was the first prize
某某人
so and so
他就上去拿
he
came and got the prize第二名
the second,
他又上去
he came again
那官了怎么你就上来呢
how come you come again
他说我也是这个名啊
this is my name too
我有这个字啊
I have this name
我有这个号啊
I have this name
所以他一共领了四份奖状
so he got four prizes
其他的人气得要命
people are so angry with him
这个人写四篇文章四篇得到第一第二第三第四名
so this man wrote four articles and four articles got prizes
哇他钱一大把
And he got so much money.
第一名第二名第三名就是所有的钱都在他手里。你知道他拿了这个钱回去做什么
you know, he got the money, what did he do?
第一件就去买鸦片。
The first thing he bought opium.
他写什么呢
what did he write?
鸦片活得不好。
Opium is no good.
鸦片活得很可怕。
Opium is terrible.
鸦片损害健康。
Opium will hate that.
如果国家要强盛。如果百姓要健康
the people want to be healthy,
绝对要杜绝鸦片
Actually, you must stay away from opium.
讲得头头是道
So he thought good things
当他拿了钱第一件事就是去买鸦片
But when you got the money the first thing you do is to buy opium
你看见什么事情
What do you see?
理论跟实际是两回事
Theory and practice are two different things
他知道什么叫做好
He knew what is good
但没有办法把好行出
But he cannot do the good
他知道什么叫做坏
He knows what is evil
他没有办法除掉他的坏
He cannot stay away from evil
今天你是不是这样的
Today are you like that?
你知道完全不好的事情
You know that which is good, bad
你偏偏行出来
But yet you do it
你认识应当做的事情
What the thing that you should do
你总是做不出来
But you're not proud to do it
亲爱的朋友
My dear friends
我们的生命里面的矛盾
The paradox in our life
是人性中间的一个羞辱
It is a shame to our human nature
我们的理想跟我们的现实之间的差距
And the ideal to the reality there's a distance
显明我们的文化的无能
Just to prove that our culture is powerless
我们每个人都有崇高的理想
With the high ideals
我们都有可怕的现实
Also with a terrible reality
我们的伟大的盼望
We have great hope
我们都在绝望中间不得不过人生的
But then we are living human life of desperation
是个世界还有盼望吗
The world has a hope
如果理想是可以达到
If ideal can be achieved
你要怎样去达到
How to achieve
如果善是一个目标
If good is a purpose
什么叫做善
What is good
我怎么去达到善
How can I achieve goodness
是今天晚上
Tonight
我要告诉你
I want to tell you
你有神的形象样式
You have the image and likeness of God
你是有非常崇高价值的人
You are a man with high value
但是罪对你的破坏太大
But sin has corrupted you
罪把善上帝的形象玷污了
God, this sin has polluted the image of God
罪使你理想永远没有达到
So the idea cannot be achieved
罪捆绑你的自由
Sin has bound your freedom
罪侵犯了你的良心
Also invaded into your goodness
所以人的中间
So among men
没有一个人可以解决另外一个人的生活
There is no single one that can solve the problem of another
因为这个要解决别人生活的人本身在罪的中间没办法解决
Because this person who wants to solve the problem of others himself is insane
所以基督教 不接受自救论的办法。
So Christianity does not adopt the way of self-salvation.
中国人很明白这件事情。
Chinese understand this.
所以中国人说大力士不能自举其身。
And that's why Chinese says a strong man cannot lift up himself.
一个举重的选手。
A one is a weightlifter.
他可以把200公斤的举起来。
200 kilograms, you can lift up.
他自己的身体只有100公斤。
But he only weighs about 100 kilograms.
能不能说100公斤很容易，自己的手把自己头发拉起来？
I pull my hair and lift my own weight.
能不能呢？
Can he?
没有可能。
No way.
因为他没有办法脱离自己已经在地心吸力的影响之下。
Because he cannot leave himself from the pull of the gravitation force.
如果一个人连救自己都不能。
If a man just cannot save himself,
他怎么能救别人？
How can he save others?
所以基督教不接受自救论。
So Christianity do not accept self-salvation.
如果基督教不接受自救论，
If Christianity do not adopt self-salvation,
每一个人都不能自己救自己。
So everybody cannot save himself.
人类的价值怎么重建起来？
Then how can we establish man's value?
人的生命怎么样回到原先的地位？
How can man's life return to ordinary purpose?
这就是基督教的信仰。
This belief of Christianity.
跟所有宗教信仰不同的地方。
Was different from all other religions.
当亚当犯罪以后，
When Adam sinned,
上帝对人类所讲的第一句话，
The first statement that God told Adam,
就是亚当，你在哪里？
Adam, where are you?
上帝不是问他说你做了什么？
God did not ask Adam, what have you done?
上帝不是问他说你在吃什么东西？
What are you eating?
因为这些都是次要的事情。
Because all these are secondary.
伦理的问题是次要的。
The problem of ethics is secondary.
我们的生活的工作的问题也是次要。
Our conduct in life is secondary.
但是我们的位分问题是重要的。
But our position is most important.
什么意思呢？
What do you mean?
因为人失去了本位，才产生了观念、动作和行为的差错。
Because when man has gone astray with the position, then the conduct, the conduct, the ethics.
那么人的本位是什么呢？
What is man's original state?
人的本位是神的代表。
He's the representative of God.
有神的形象
，with the image of God.
所以是神所创造成为神代表的见证地位。
Created by God to be His vice, His gerund to be His testimony.
我们被造在神与鬼的中间。
We are created between God and devil.
我们被造在善与恶的中间。
We are created between good and evil.
所以这个中介性的地位，
so this middle state,
乃是要我们可以站在神一边来抵挡魔鬼。
So they can stand in the side of God and fight against devil.
回到神的良善的面前来抵挡罪恶。
To come back to the goodness of God, go against sin.
但是当一个人忘记他是人的时候，
But when a man forget that he's a man,
一个人从人的地位中间掉下来的时候，
and dropping from the position as a man,
他的观念、他的思想、他的行为一定就错了。
His concept, his thinking, his conduct is all wrong.
我小有初中的时候，
When I was in junior school,
我们很佩服一个英文老师。
We admire an English teacher.
因为他英文很好，
His English very good.
他教学也很好，
Very good in teaching.
但是有一天发现了一件事情，有我们全部看不起他。
But one day something happened and we all despise him.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为人家说这个英文老师在世人的面前开裤子在众人面前小便。
And they say that this man has peace in the public.
我们不敢相信这个事。
We cannot believe that.
怎么可能？
How is it possible?
这个老师这么好，怎么会这样做？
Such a good teacher.
原来那一天他喝酒醉。
Actually, that day he was drunk.
忘记他是老师。
Forget that he is a teacher.
喝酒醉了以后呢？
After he has been drunk,
神志纷乱。
He was not clear in his mind.
去看电影的时候。
When he went to the cinema.
在电影的门口，在众人面前小便。
So he pees in the public.
所以女孩子就跑掉了。
So everyone ran away.
大家都笑他。
Everyone laughed at him.
因为他的名誉扫地。
So then he has no more name.
从那一天开始，
From time forth,
全校的人看不起他。
The whole school despised him.
一个老师忘记他老师的地位的时候，
When the teacher forget that he's a teacher,
他就会做出不像老师的事。
He will not do things that is comparable to a teacher.
一个校长忘记他是校长，
When the headmaster forget that he's a headmaster,
他就做出不像校长的事。
He will do things that are comparable to him as a master.
一个基督徒忘记他是基督徒的时
候， If a Christian forget that he's a Christian,
他就做出一些糊里糊涂的事。
He will do things that are not comparable to his position.
一个牧师忘记他是牧师的
时候， If a pastor forget that he's a pastor,
他的生活比外邦人都不如。
And his life is worse than the Gentiles.
忘记他是人的时候
，When man forget that he's a man，
他的生活不像人，像畜生，像鬼一样。
And his life is not like a man but like an animal。
请问
，I ask，
今天你的生活像不像人
？Today is your life like a man。
你满意你的生活
？Are you satisfied with life？
你自己尊重你的人格吗
？Do you honor your own personality？
你说不是的。
No，
我有许多的失败。
I have many failures。
为什么呢
？Why？
因为上帝问亚当说你在哪里
？Because God asked Adam, "Where are you?"
你失去了你原来的地位。
You have lost your original position.
你本来不应该在这里。
You shouldn't be here.
你怎么会在这里
？How come you're here?
这里不是你应该有的地位。
Here is not your original position.
你不应当在这里。
You shouldn't be here.
如果人家读书的时候
，If people study,
你跑去。这个犯罪的地方
you go to place of sinning,
老师在那里找到你
and teacher found him here,
他会问你为什么你在这
ask, why I said you are here?
这就是神对犯罪的人第一句话
This is the first question God asked him
Where are you?
你在哪里
Adam
亚当
You shouldn't be here
你不应该在这里
You should be in the original state
你应该在原来本位上面
你从本位中间掉到堕落的位置 But, 这就是人类危机的地方
From the original position you have fallen to this state of fallenness that is the danger of mankind
所以亚当没有办法自己挣脱
Adam cannot save himself
没有办法解决自己犯罪以后的现状
Cannot save his own state after he has sinned
所以基督教告诉我们
So Christianity tells us
神为我们预备了救恩
God has prepared salvation for us
我能够将功补过吗
Can I use Mary to make up for my sins
不能
No
我那个修身养性成功吗
Can I cultivate myself to be successful
不能
No
我能靠自己拯救自己吗
Can I save myself
不能
No
我的救赎在耶和华那里
My salvation is in God
我的主啊
My Lord
我的救主
My Savior
当我绝对不能靠自己的时候
When absolutely I can rely on myself
我需要你
I need you
为什么我们需要他呢
Why is that I need him
因为他是无罪的
Because he is sinless
他是无限的
He is infinite.
他是永恒的。
He is eternal.
他是愿意牺牲自己拯救我们。
He is willing to sacrifice himself to save us.
我今天晚上我再对你说。
Tonight one more time I tell you.
你不要随便说信耶稣就上天堂。
Do not just casually say to believe in Jesus you go to heaven.
这句话没有解释清楚。
This statement had to be interpreted.
好像也是一句骗人的话。
Lord, I say something want to cheat us.
信耶稣上天堂。
To believe in Jesus you go to heaven.
真正的意思是什么
？What's the meaning?
因为我没有办法救自己。
Because I cannot save my own self.
我没有办法解决犯罪问题。
I cannot solve the problem of sin.
是需要一个大能者拯救我。
I need a powerful one to save me.
那么比我更大的能力来拯救我，这是很合理的事情。
If it's only but two reasonable for one is more powerful than me to save me.
为什么你认为这是不可能的
？Why is that you thought that this is possible?
当你的孩子病的时候
，When your children sick,
他需要血。
He need blood.
你把你的血送给他的时候
your blood transfused him.
你的血型与他一样
and the blood type the same.
你的血比他更多
you have more blood.
你供应他使他免死
so that he will not die because of the blood.
你就明白什么叫做他救不是自救
then you will know that what it means to be saved by others not your own self.
因为他不能在自己供应自己的时候
because in himself he cannot provide for himself.
你的丰盛
and your abundance.
你的强壮
your healthiness.
可以叫他这种
Can save him.
今天只有神的恩典
Today only God's grace.
神丰富的救赎
God's abundant salvation.
才能解决人的问题
Can solve man's problem.
为什么不是人解决人的问题
Why is that not humankind saving humankind?
因为有罪的人没有办法解决有罪的问题
Because sinners cannot solve the problems of sinners.
我自己在监牢
I'm in the prison.
你也在监牢
You're also in the prison.
我七号房
When I am seventh cell,
你八号房。
You understand about it?
我听你说。
I heard you.
我真糟糕啊。
I'm so terrible.
谁能救我呢
？Who can save me?
我在监牢里。
I'm in the cell.
我要家破人亡了。
I am now all bankrupt.
我的妻子可能给别人拿去。
My wife may have run away.
我的孩子可能没人教了。
My children no one to take care of.
全家的生计没有坐落了。
There's no more livelihood for my family.
我就从七号的房间对你说不要紧，我会救你。
From cell number seven, I say never mind, I'll save you.
你说你是谁呀、
啊、？Who are you?
你怎么会救我
？How can you save me?
我一定会救你。
I can save you.
因为我有伟大的慈悲。
Because I have good kindness.
我很关心别人。
I concern about others.
我有伟大的人类爱。
I have great love.
我要救你。
I want to save you.
那你怎么救我呢
？How do you save me?
很简单。
Very simply.
我到你那里。
When I go to your place.
把你的门开起来。
Open the door.
就把你带出去。
And send you free.
我慈悲。
I'm kind.
我有恩典。
I have grace.
我爱你。
I love you.
所以我要救你。
So I want to save you.
那么你说快快来。
So come quickly.
你来救我。
You save me.
等等。
Wait.
你要先来开我的门。
You must come and open my gate.
然后我再去开你的门。
Then I open your gate.
然后把你带出去。
Then I bring you out.
那你说我如果能开你的门，我早就自己跑掉了。
Then I can run away myself.
我怎么办呢？
What to
do? 我去开你的门，但是你先来开我的门，我才开你的门。
I'll open your gate, but you first come and open my gate first.
这个讲了半天。
So half a day of discussion.
到底谁先开谁的门？
Who would open the other gate first?
那你明白我的道理吗？
You understand my truth?
我有伟大的心怀。
I have great heart.
我有丰富的爱心。
Abundant love.
我要爱你。
I want to love you.
我要救你。
I want to save you.
我要帮助你。
I want to help you.
因为你在监牢里。
Because you're in a prison.
但是。
Then.
我也在监牢。
I'm also in the prison.
你先替我开门。
Open my gate first.
我就出去帮助你。
Then I'll go and help you.
当你听见这句话
，When you heard this,
除非你喝酒醉神志不清
，Unless you are drunken,
你就知道盼望没有了。
You see, there's no more hope.
在监牢里面的人
，He who is in the prison,
没有办法拯救在监牢里面。
Cannot save another one in the prison.
因为你自己的捆锁中间。
Because you are being bound.
你自己有限。
You are limited.
你怎么救我呢
？How can you save others?
所以，亲爱的朋友。
My dear friends,
我奉主的名告诉你
In the name of God, I tell you,
所有宗教的教主都是伟大的
All the founders of religion are great
所有的宗教我们都应当尊重
All religion we must honor
特别是教导人行善
Especially those who teach good
这是人类历史中间最伟大的人性
This is a greater personality in life
音乐天才三岁五岁就可能有了
Music genius if they come at the age of 3 or 5
雕刻天才七岁就可能有了
Sculpture at the age of 7
文学诗歌天才八九岁就可能有了
Write a poem at 8 or 9.
建筑天才十多岁就可能了。
Architecture genius will be 10.
但是道德天才要几十岁才学会。
But ethical genius you got to learn until you are old.
孔子过了七十岁才敢称自己没有犯规。
Confucius at 8 or 70 said that I have no more big wrongs.
三十而立。
30, I establish myself.
四十而不惑。
40, I'm not confused.
五十而知天命。
50, I know the heavenly mandate.
六十而耳顺。
60, I can hear what I want to hear.
七十而可随心所欲不逾矩。
At 70, I can do what I want without transgressing rules.
你明白了吗？
Do you understand?
Mozart 三岁的时候去弹钢琴。
Mozart at 8 or 3 was playing piano.
爬到椅子上都要人帮忙。
He got to be helped up with tools.
父亲在背后跟着他。
And the father was back helping him.
把他弹的东西切下来。
Whatever he has played, he wrote it down.
他还不会写字，已经发现和弦了。
Before he even can write, he know harmony.
Mozart 五岁的时候
，Mozart at 5
写了一首歌，你们都知道的。
I wrote something you know.
五岁的时候写的。
5 years old, you wrote that.
你五十岁还唱不好。
You're 50 years old, you cannot sing it well.
音乐天才有三岁。
Genius at age of 3.
有五岁的。
5.
1976年。
In 1976,
发现文艺复兴后期一个 Bernini.
One Bernini who.
文艺复兴后期。
The post Renaissance.
看了，在七岁的时候。
At age of 7.
雕刻了几个老人的像。
He's have a sculpture of an old man.
神奇四柱。
And also good in spirit.
非常动人。
And also was touching.
那个时候七岁他就雕刻了。
At the age of 7, he was a sculptor.
有的人九岁就写诗。
Some at the age of 9, they wrote good poems.
十多岁就写小说。
And also pencil, they wrote a good and a novel.
道德天才没有早期发生的。
We do not discover a good ethical genius at a young
age. 孔子七十岁的时候。
Confucius at the age of 17.
我现在可以做人随心所欲。
Now I can do what I want to do.
我现在不能不会再犯规矩。
I will not transgress rules. Transgress rules.
几岁啊？
What age?
70岁
70.
表示孔子69岁还会犯规的。
Which is at the age of 79, he can do transgress.
修身养性到70岁才成功。
He cultivated himself until 17, he was successful.
那么孔子做人做到几岁啊？
Then what old, how old did he live?
70岁就做人做成功了。72岁死了。
He was successful at the age of 70, but 72 he died.
好好做人只有2年。
He lived as a good man for 2 years.
这就叫做人性中间自大最大的先生。
He's the greatest master of all mankind.
是我们万世的师表。
So he is our master for
所以我告诉你。 道德天才是产生的很迟。
So ethical genius produced at an old age.
宗教天才是更迟
的。Religious genius also even older.
除了耶稣基督以外
，other than Jesus Christ.
你看见孔子活了72岁。
Confucius lived until 72.
释迦牟尼活了62岁。
Second man is 62.
对不对？82岁。
82, I'm sorry.
这个穆罕默德活了62岁。
Muhammad 62.
摩西活了120岁。
Moses 120.
亚伯拉罕活了175岁。
Abraham 175.
所以耶稣基督33岁离开世界。
Jesus died at age 33.
所以宗教天才是最少最少的。
Religious genius so scanty.
我们怎么可以不尊重宗教呢
？How can we not honor Religion.
所有的宗教都是伟大的。
All religions are great.
但是我要提醒一件事情。
I want to remind you one thing.
这些宗教的教主都没有说他能救你。
All these the founder of religion will not say that I can save you.
释迦牟尼没有说我来救你。
Second man did not say that I come to save you.
释迦牟尼要我们每一个人修身养性到清净无为涅槃的地步。
But he rather he want us to cultivate ourselves until we go to nirvana.